This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus. This is Joy.
Get those nuts away from my face.
That's right. We're talking nuts with the nuttiest drive crew here at Joy. It's Mad Wednesday and you're with Dylan, Dean and Venus. And we...
And also Latrice Royale.
We also have Latrice Royale because we are talking peanut butter joy time. Oh, I love it. Hello, hello to the lovely Mel. I was concerned. I just realised for a second. I went, wait, I can't remember your name.
No, you got it right. My name's Melissa. You can, actually. You surprised yourself.
Melissa.
So this weekend, we have a three-day peanut butter festival happening in Melbourne. And it's the first in Australia.
Yes, yeah.
So what made you guys decide, you know what, yeah, peanut butter, we want it?
Because peanut butter is pretty awesome. I think Nutella always gets all of the love, and there's another spread there that's pretty popular among a lot of people, and we wanted to eat lots of peanut butter and have an excuse to do that.
But Nutella is a cousin of peanut butter.
Pretty much, yeah. It's
okay, so I've never...
Nut spread.
I've never really had peanut butter. My nephew loves it. I've never really had it. It's not the way... Like, I just don't know. I'm Italian. We wouldn't have peanut butter. I mean, isn't there just crunchy and smooth? Like, how many types of peanut butter is there?
There's like a whole range of like different levels of like roasting, different kinds of saltiness, there's like sweet additives.
Oh my
like
God,
there's a whole
having...
world that
okay,
you need
so you're
to experience.
Really excited about
I really
it,
like
you?
Peanut butter, which I guess is appropriate.
Is it like a wine? Does it get better with age? Well, you go, that's a 2015 peanut butter. That tastes much nicer.
In a sense, I think there's different varieties, but I've definitely seen peanut butter that's too old. My partner, who I think is listening in, he once ate rancid peanut butter, and that wasn't great. So
well, we
it
won't
lasts
be
a long
serving
time,
any.
Though.
We won't be yeah. serving any of that.
Oh, absolutely
will we?
Not. We're keeping everyone healthy and yummy.
So, how many different types of peanut butter are you going to have?
A lot. We've got some spread vendors. We've got like savory satays. Yeah, I don't know if that's the new term for them. some satay ones. We've got all different kinds. Like pretty much any way you could have Nutella, we're going to have it.
Now this is at the food truck park.
Yeah, yeah.
So normally you have lots of different types of.
Yes, we kind of rotate through some different themes, and then we have a whole bunch of food trucks as well to cater to those, and also selling their own.
So are these peanut butter food trucks?
No peanut butter food trucks, but we have two of our trucks are collaborating with Reese's, so we're getting some awesome like peanut butter cup special, just weekend only noms, which are really good.
Are they going to be like anything creative? Like, yes. Are you going to get crazy with creativity? Is there going to be peanut butter ice cream?
There will be peanut butter ice cream, peanut butter shakes. We've got quite a few different dessert vendors, especially.
Just have to ensure you're not allergic to peanut butter.
Yeah, pretty much. Probably don't come to this one. We were like joking about maybe having like an EpiPen like tutorial, and that's like. Yes.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. Just
I was
having
thinking,
them.
Are you going to have like a little EpiPen van just right
on
next
standby?
You don't want to encourage people. Like, I don't know if it can like spread in the air when there's that much quantity. There's going to be a lot of peanut butter there. We just like it's best to
stay away.
This one out. Yeah.
Venus, you're excited. About the waffle burger, the new real OG's burger, new peanut butter waffle burger.
That sounds quite different.
It's delicious. And that's the one of the Reese's collaborations as well.
So how long have you all been working on putting this together?
A fair few months. We really try and plan it quite a few months in advance so we have time to like really push that menu. We're trying to be more exciting each time that we deliver.
And it's 3 days of peanut butter. So, I mean, where do you keep it all?
Have
you been
there,
hoarding it away, like just hoarding it away in the cupboards?
It's just like a
cupboards.
Personal thing that we all do with peanut butter. We just collect it all and we're like, oh, we've got an opportunity for our hoarding to pay off now.
But this is the question. You obviously don't freeze it, but you don't have to refrigerate peanut butter, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
It's good as is, yeah.
I mean, I think that's sometimes people just
that can
do
be controversial,
that, don't they? That's a controversial choice. Some people just do.
Yeah.
It would harden it up, though.
Oh, well, yeah, it makes it a little bit less spreadable, but you can always like store it in the fridge and then like let it sit for a little bit to get your optimum spread level.
So tell us a bit about the Food Truck Park.
Yeah, so Food Truck Park has been running for quite a while. We've got different themes each week, and we try and like tap into what different people want to see in street food and try and be like really creative with our offering. All our vendors are really exciting. We've got a few new vendors coming as well. We've got Nuts About Tala, which have got an awesome, yeah, Nutella as well. The other spread's going to be there.
How many nut puns are you going to fit into a weekend? A lot of nut puns?
A lot of nut puns. Pretty much as many as we can. There's been a lot like in the office leading up to this. We're all pretty excited and we're testing them all out to find the best ones. Ooh.
We love that's that nice. Here at Joy.
Yeah, we like a pun.
So right. Where's it all happening?
It is happening in Preston at Food Truck Park. So 3 days from Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
And you've got, it's not just peanut butter as well. You've got performances as well?
Yeah, there's entertainment. I'm not sure fully what's happening with the entertainment, but I know we mix it up each week and see what's there.
Because it is a fantastic space. I've been there before with my friends and you've got, you know, there's a world full of options. It's a brilliant place to actually just hang out and have a really good time, which I think is really lovely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm a little bit excited because, you know, now I'm going to finally get to try peanut butter. I keep thinking, is there something crazy like someone does chili and peanut butter, or is there crazy
mixes?
There's
a lot of crazy, a few we want to keep as surprises, but some pretty exciting stuff.
Well, there. You couldn't wet our appetites a little bit now?
We're one of the, so we've got Nuts About Tala, which are doing a special peanut, like and quite a few are doing special peanut only things that aren't normally on their menu. So they've been experimenting. We've been getting to try them, which has been amazing. There is the Reese's donut is like stuffed with like a Reese's donut sauce.
Oh,
we've
that got sounds nice.
Okay, that sounds good.
Peanut butter and jam, peanut butter with Nutella, peanut butter with salted caramel, peanut butter on its own, or different kinds of flavours. So you pretty much will find something. If you like peanut butter, you'll probably find a lot.
Is there a park next door to run off all of these lovely calories and... Or do we just like treat
well,
it like a weekend?
Instead of getting the train or the tram, you can just walk, you know, walk
Let's
home.
Walk around. Walk around the block.
So it's happening this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
The Peanut Butter Festival. It's the first time in Australia that it's happening. So you can go and sample a lot of delicious delights. It's happening in Preston at the Food Truck Park. So what? So it's Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, Three days dedicated to peanuts.
I love it.
That's amazing. It's not enough.
I'm a big fan of nuts, personally, yeah. So I'm okay with it.
I think we all are.
I'm surprised we made it throughout this whole interview and didn't do a Snoopy reference.
I know.
I think we did really well.
But no Snoopy reference as well. We need to pick up our game.
Well, you just made
you
reference.
I thought you were leading us into giving us a Snoopy reference.
No. Let me go. This is Hayley Steinfeld, Alessio, and so much more. Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.